Classical Cambridge with Tony Barnfield on Cambridge 105 Radio.
And now I'm joined by a remarkable young composer. And Alexia Sloan, you've won numerous prizes for composing music. When did that all start?
So my first competition was in 2016. It was the Cambridge Young Composer of the Year competition, and my piece, Passiflora, which was a response to the Orlando shootings, was selected as the winning piece, which was a real privilege.
So what inspires you, basically?
Well, I'm very, very interested in the idea of engaged arts. So the idea that art can act as a means for activism, as a kind of antidote for the very statistical, intellectual approach of the media and of politics to crises like climate change or the refugee crisis. And I think art can act as a really powerful way of kind of bringing people together to talk about these things, and as an emotional response rather than an intellectual one.
You obviously follow the news.
I hope so, yeah. I enjoy keeping up with things.
Mm-hmm. And you've won numerous prizes, in fact, and here's just one.
Elegy for Aelin is by 16-year-old Alexia Sloan. And rather than a celebratory theme, Alexia chose to reflect the refugee tragedy that's ongoing in the Middle East with a response to the image of the drowned refugee child Aelin Kurdi that was taken in 2015. So here is Elegy for Aelin. Clark Rondell conducts, members of the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra.
A little part of Elegy for Aelin by my guest in the studio today, Alexia Sloan. Alexia, your style has changed fairly rapidly from that point, hasn't it?
It has somewhat, yeah. I think I've become even more invested in the engaged art issues, which I mentioned earlier. My focus now is more, I think, on the environmental side than on other kind of catastrophes that are happening at the moment, just because I feel like the environment is where everything else comes together. But I'm still engaged with other things as well, I hope.
Now, you lost your sight, I think, at the age of 2.
I did.
And how do you then compose? You must have a very precise method.
Yeah, I write in Braille music. So we have a notation system of our own, which is entirely Braille. And then I dictate to a scribe or an amanuensis who transcribes it onto Sibelius or another notation software.
Gosh, and is that rather time-consuming?
It's very time-consuming. I'm so lucky that the Royal Northern College of Music, where I study, they're funding everything, because it really does kind of add up after a few sessions.
I'm quite sure it does. But you have written an enormous number of pieces, haven't you? It must be the main focus for you.
It's one of my main focuses. Poetry is equally important, I think, to me. I don't really see them as separate, but yeah, I guess it's been increasingly something I've been involved with over the last few years.
Now you are 19, which is an amazing track record for anyone of that age, and you won competitions, I know, at the Royal College of Music in London, and particularly, and this is how I got to know you, the BBC Proms Inspire competition. That was last year?
Yes, yeah.
And what did that give you?
Well, it gave me this really, really incredible opportunity to work with Voces 8. The prize for the competition is a BBC commission, and because of, or partly because of my interest in poetry and my love of literature, it was suggested that I write a vocal piece, and I was very excited by this, and so I was paired with this incredible vocal ensemble, Voces 8, who had their proms premiere on the 22nd of July this year at Cadogan Hall, and as part of that, my commission, Earthwood, was performed.
How do you blend the words and the music? Do you start with one or other? Do you start with the title? How do you begin?
My process usually, well, with a vocal piece, I usually start with the text. This was slightly different in that the words of Earthwood were specifically written to be set, which is quite unusual for me. I like to kind of write a poem as a poem and then it occurs to me to set it. So obviously the poem comes out of a concept or something that I wanted to react to, and then I write the poem, and then I have the music comes out of that. What was strange also about Earthwood was that you mentioned the title. I did actually have to think of the title before I did either of those things, just the practical reasons that they wanted to know the title of the piece so they could put it in the program before I'd even thought about what I was going to write for it. So yeah, Earthwood came before anything else.
Do you work well to deadlines?
Deadlines are probably the reason I'm still writing, to be honest, because I find it incredibly difficult to be productive without an impending deadline. And then usually I stress for weeks about a piece and then I write it. I mean, Earthwood, I wrote in, I think, 3 days or so before the deadline because it wasn't before the deadline, but I wrote it in 3 days fairly close to the deadline because I couldn't bring myself to do it at any other time.
A bit hard for Voces 8 then.
Yeah, it was a tricky piece.
Because they said on the performance that they'd been rehearsing right up to the minute.
They were, yeah. I was in the final rehearsal and it was quite intense. I need to work on my idiomatic vocal writing, to be honest, because it's a very, very tricky piece to pitch. I enjoy really clustery harmonies and really long, kind of sinuous melodic lines, which is usually fine for instrumentalists, but with vocalists it's much more difficult.
Now let's go back a few years. You lost your sight at 2. When did you start being interested in music?
I've always had this fascination for sound, I think. So one of my nicer, earliest memories is that I was spending some time in France with my grandparents, and my parents came over, and there's this harbour close to where my grandparents live, and my dad would take me there, and we would find stones of different sizes and we would throw them into the water. And I used to really love the way that the pitch of the drop of the stone would change with the size of the stone. And so I think that's probably the first time I became interested in sound that I can remember. And then, I mean, music, I started improvising when I was 6, but I didn't actually start taking formal lessons or anything until I was 12. So it's been a fairly long trajectory, I guess.
And when you started taking lessons, was that in composition?
It was in composition. I had a recorder and singing and piano lessons from earlier on, but yes.
And what fascinates you then about sound? Because I can remember as a child on a beach, you know, throwing the pebbles or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a very natural response. And you mentioned you are interested in nature. I believe also Buddhism.
Yes, I am Buddhist. I think sound. Well, I'm very interested in communication. I have this love of language and of the written word as well as of music. And in fact, for many years, people kind of assumed I would be an interpreter because I was very interested in languages and was taking lessons in various languages and things. I mean, it's a cliche to say that music is a language beyond words, and I'm not even really sure that I agree with that necessarily. But I guess it's just another aspect of language that is interesting to explore.
Well, we'll have another piece of your writing in a moment. Let me just finish then, Alexia, by asking you about the future.
Well, so I'm hoping to write a song cycle at some point soon, a setting of some of my texts that I'm working on at the moment. I'm working on a poetry anthology which I'm thinking of calling Avalanche, but I'm not sure yet about the title. But it is a collection of poems which I'd like to set soon.
Right. Well, I wish you every success for the future. I'm quite sure it is going to be a great successful career ahead. And finally, when you are writing, do you have a music room at home? Where do you write?
I don't have a music room at home, actually. And in fact, I study in Manchester. So my room this year has overlooked the road. So it's been incredibly loud. And I like silence. I mean, I'm Buddhist for a reason, you know?
Mm.
And so I do try to look for silence, but it's been difficult to get this year. In fact, Earthwood was written on a silent Buddhist retreat in the middle of the really beautiful Devon countryside.
So space inspires you as well?
Definitely, I think so.
Right. Well, as I say, the best of luck. And here's another piece of your music. Alexia Sloane, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh.
Enthusiastic applause there from the audience at Cadogan Hall for Voces 8 making their BBC Proms debut and the world premiere performance of Alexia Sloane's BBC Proms Inspire commission, Earthwood.
Serving our university city.
On FM, digital and your mobile.
Cambridge 105 Radio.